Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
621 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. And we all saw it, the Falcons-Seahawks game. Falcons did lose 37-9. They were tied 6-6 at the half. Second half just got away from them. Here after the game, talking to the media about whether the approach needs to change.
You always look at yourself first. You know, we always look at each other inward first. And I always do that every single game. You know, it's like the dramatic things that you guys are looking for. I don't know what those things are. But you always got to look inward. You always got to figure out what's best for the football team and try to figure out a way to win this football game. And the things that we had sought out to try to win this football game, we did not get accomplished. We had to get turnovers on defense. We had to maintain the ball. We had to stay on track, which we're not able to do. And on special teams, we had to make it more about us. And we did not do any of those things. So when those things happened, the game got out of hand.
Yeah. It got out of hand, didn't it? I think the unfortunate thing is listening to Raheem's voice. I thought that last week against the Jets, he ejected. I think he sounded very somber. I think he sounded almost angry to a point when he was talking to Dave Archer after the Jets game last week. And, of course, you know, Bo gets to stand there and kind of listen to all these. This one, I didn't know what to make of Raheem in his answers to Dave Archer. He seems like he's kind of out of answers, to be frank. And I think that that's unfortunate. I think the one thing that you do as a head coach when you get an opportunity like this is you pull out all the best tricks, right? Everything you've got in the repertoire, everything you've got in the bag, you go and say, hey, we're going to do it at this level. I'm going to have this energy every single day. If this happens, this will be my answer. If this happens, this will be my answer. This is how I'll approach this. This is how I'll approach that. I'll put this team together. And the bad part about that is when it fails, you've used every trick in the book you have that's already your best foot forward. So what do you fall back on if you're Raheem? You know, the second best trick, the third? Start calling mentors, start asking assistant coaches. You know what I mean? Like, you've already utilized everything you know how to do in that situation. And I can tell that that's the point Raheem is at, where he's like, what I'm doing and every trick I've learned from Sean McVay or whoever else his mentors are in this business and the people he came up with, Dan Quinn, every trick I have is not working. And he's just running out of things to kind of look toward and say, well, we'll try this, we'll try that, we'll try that. That's what I heard in his voice. And I know that's reading a lot into that, but I can tell a lot by how Raheem reacts to some of the questions that Dave asked, how he feels. And that's just, I feel like that's the point he was at yesterday, where it was like, yeah, man, we just got to put one foot in front of the other and just keep going and try to limp to the finish line here because I don't know what else to do. You can't just not show up to work, and we can't just stop coaching. But obviously, the things you're trying to do right now ain't working.
Yeah, it's a very humbling experience when all the things you've always done and all the things that have always worked for you and don't work anymore. And, you know, it's not like for me, it's not like when I'm doing a project at home and I've done one I've done before, maybe a different house or different place I lived, and I'm like, well, last time I did this, and now all of a sudden it's not working, and I'm like, oh, I'll just go to YouTube.
I was gonna say
and watch the video.
You know what you do? You call in a professional.
Yeah.
You call in, hey, come fix this mess.
Yeah.
He ain't got that option.
Yeah.
He is the professional.
And look, I mean, I think we all have experienced those crossroads in our careers.
For sure.
Problem is, when you're the guy that's supposed to have the answers, what do you do? And, you know, I asked him Wednesday when I talked to him last Wednesday, and I was like, he talked about the effort they were putting in to fix the special teams. And I said, well, tell me what that looks like. Because we're sitting here saying, well, what's that look like? You know, you say that, but we don't – that doesn't mean anything. Well, we're fixing it. Well, when it doesn't look fixed, then you go back and say, well, what are they doing to fix it? And he talked a little bit about it. You know, obviously the coaches are never going to tell you exactly what they're doing, because if they tell you that, whether you think you deserve to hear that or not, now they're giving away their secrets.
Yep.
And so people hear that. People listen to everything these days. Other teams listen to everything, podcasts, whatever. But it's like I go back to is – it kept getting worse. Like, remember the Colts game, you gave up a kickoff to the 50. And then in the Jets game, you gave a kickoff to, what, the 15-yard line. Well, yesterday you gave it up to the house. And it was it completely took the air out of the building. And you were right there at regaining that air in the building and everything. And then, you know, Bijan fumbles it. And that's, what I think, his second fumble of the year. That's it. That's pretty good for a running back that touches the ball as many times as he does. It's pretty good. But it still was the absolute worst timing ever. And that was the ball game.
Yeah.
Because they went right down the field and scored.
That was the end of it.
We are opening up our phone lines to you this morning, 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Mike in Atlanta. Mike, what you got for us?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, man.
I could sit there and say that everything falls upon Raheem Morris. Well, I think he's a very good defensive coordinator, not a great head coach. And you do have coaches that are like that. I mean, his record before he got hired, he had a losing record. But let's go above Raheem Morris. Let's go above Terry Fontenot. Let's look directly at the top and talk about Arthur Blank and Rich McKay. And I know a lot of people give me flack about this, but Rich McKay calls a lot of shots, and he's definitely in Arthur Blank's ear. I believe after the end of this year, or at the end of this season, excuse me, that everyone needs to take a good look at from the top and work their way down. And what we need is a football-minded coach that is not afraid to get into the heads of the players. And I feel that Raheem Morris is more of a player's friend than he is a coach. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I would be lying to you guys if I sat here and talked to Mike and acted like I had all the answers to that situation. Now, the Arthur Blank thing, and I've been on the record for this, that's a pipe dream, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? He's an owner, right? He has a committee of 10 people and a hiring pool of 15. If you think that Arthur Blank needs to do something, I don't know if you paid attention to any other owner in the NFL, right? There's owners that think they're GMs. There's owners that think there's head coaches. Well, I've said all the time, the Colts, the lady that's taking over for the Colts, that's going to be cool until it's not, right? Until all of a sudden things go south in Indianapolis and she's sitting there on the sideline taking notes. I don't have a problem if anybody doesn't like Arthur Blank or the role he's played, but it ain't changing. Like, that ain't going anywhere. And you know, I think Josh Blank, eventually that's going to be his, and I think he'll be great in the role. But what's going to change? What do you think is going to be done differently? He's going to listen to all the people around him. They hired outside firms and everything else that goes along with it. Now, if you want Rich McKay to be gone, fine. I don't think that's neither here or there. And if you want him out of the picture, great. But the bottom line is, it's an imperfect science. And we have somehow made it worse. I think that there are guys that are better coordinators than they are head coaches. And maybe Raheem does fit that. But I'd be lying if I sat here and said I had the answers from the top down. I don't know what the answer is, but Arthur Blank ain't going nowhere.
Arthur Blank's not going anywhere, and you know, the reason Rich McKay to me takes heat is because people can't put their finger on what's wrong, and because he's there, sits next to Arthur in games, and people know that they can't fire Arthur because he's the owner. Right. So they're like, well, it's Rich's fault.
Yeah, he's been the one constant in all of this, in this entire ownership tenure.
Yeah, pretty much. And so that's where he's – it's funny when people say owners shouldn't make decisions. They should allow people that know football to do it. But you're only okay with that until things don't work.
100%.
And then, why is there a committee? Well, there's a committee because they're supposed to be football people. You know – the whole Belichick thing is like, well, yeah, everybody didn't want Belichick to protect themselves. I'll tell you something, the best thing ever was the fact that Bill Belichick is not here. Because we've seen how that little bit is playing out.
And look, I think it's easy to look at Mike McDonald and say, hey, wish we'd have hired Mike McDonald. Sure. I don't think anybody in the city was screaming from the rooftops to go hire Mike McDonald 2 years ago. I don't think that was the case. I think that it's easy to say that now. And I know a lot of people didn't like the Raheem Morris hire, and I think that's fair too. But it's
unfair though for me to say, well, if we just had that guy, we'd be winning.
Yeah, that's not true.
When literally the statement is, we need to clean house, which is what basically I hear when I hear the last call.
Yeah,
which is fine. Like I'm not judging you for your opinion. I'm just explaining where I go through with things. Is when I hear you say, we need to clean house. But then say, well, if we had Mike McDonald, though, or if we had Jim Harbaugh,
yeah.
Well, what if you believe that we need to clean house, then why do you think that guy would have worked here? And I'm not taking anything away from Mike. I'm just saying, why do you think Mike McDonald would have worked? Because he would yell at players? You don't know that Raheem does or doesn't yell at players. Just because I said it last week, and I'm not saying what I think he is, but just because the head coach says, I like taking bullets for my team, doesn't mean he's a soft head coach behind closed doors. It means he does things the way he feels the players will respond. Also not going to tell you it's working right now, because when you lose 37-9, something is not working.
100%.
So don't twist the words.
Yeah.
It's just remember, it's not so simple as clean house and do it over, because we did that and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Let's try to get one more call in real quick. We've got MJ waiting in line. MJ, good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man.
I'm feeling okay. I just feel that I understand where he's coming from, where he says it doesn't mean, you know, Raheem's a soft coach if he's not yelling at players. But I just see too many times where we're watching the game and it's just like Raheem's just so nonchalant on the sideline where it's just like he's just lost. It seems like he don't really care anymore. And I'm not going to, you know, just put that on him that he doesn't care, but it just seems that the whole team has just given up.
Yeah.
I feel that we struggle trying to move the ball so much. And for years, everyone knows the Falcons struggle with the red zone offense.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. Sure. I mean, like, it's so hard to answer anything today about this team, to be frank. It's like everything's on the table. I don't have an answer. I take a lot of pride in this show trying to diagnose things and say how it should be and the right way to go about it. I think anybody's lying to themselves if they know for a fact what's wrong, because a lot of things are wrong.
It is. Can we touch on the point about the moving, the offense movement? Because I do like to talk about football every once in a while when we talk about the team.
Yeah.
It is baffling how hard it is to get yards with this offense. And yesterday, you were essentially missing one starting player on offense, essentially, which is Drake. And your receiving core is so just, they're just bodies. I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to be nice. But they're non-assuming, maybe, is a good word.
Yeah,
but Darnell Mooney is I don't know. I don't know what that is now.
I got to tell you, watching the Cooper Kupp touchdown on the little rub route yesterday to the right pylon, I was like, man, that just looks so simple for other teams. It's a very simple concept, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, how nice is that? Just a little rub route, little pylon, no big deal.
It's funny, I was watching the highlights of other games to try to catch up on what I missed during when I was doing what I do every Sunday, and Shador is like a little bit under, you know, it's a screen and Shador for the Browns. Shador tosses out to Quinshon Judkins and just
pew,
daylight. And I was like,
gone.
Huh.
That looks really cool, man. Looks really cool.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about the Falcons throughout the show today. Keep the comments coming on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up next, Bama did not move at all in the college football playoff rankings. We'll talk about that. And we've got my Mac drop. Look, the internet was full of hate and critiques over the weekend, but I found something incredible that had zero comments that were negative. Zero. We'll talk about that next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.